We were in the midst of dealing with Yehi Shafat. And we're going to start with Yehi Shafat. Yehi Shafat was one of the ones who we mentioned that he is one of the four kings that asked Hashem this unusual request, which was honored that he had people coming to a war against him. And he said, Hashem, the best I could do is go to the Beis HaMikdash and have a get together with singing and learning Torah, and the enemies should take care of themselves. And Hashem accepted it. And three of his enemies fought each other and destroyed each other. Now, right now I want to focus on a Medrash Tanchuma, which mentions Yehi Shafat's involvement in judgment, law and order. He says, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Vaf Yehi Shafat, kiven sh'nischazik b'malchus. When Yehi Shafat became strong, when King Yehi Shafat became strong as a king, Leinis Asik Biski Malchus, his main involvement was not in royal matters, v'loy ba'isher, not in his financial wealth, v'loy b'kovei, he was not interested in his glory, v'loy b'dovar acher, he was not interested in anything else, ela ba'din, what his, Yehi Shafat's primary interest as a king was din, to see that everything is by justice, that there's justice as it should be. Shenemar, as it says a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, v'yimlach Yehi Shafat became the king, v'yischazek al Yisrael, and he strengthened himself over the Jewish people. Ma'u v'yischazek, what does it mean? He strengthened. Shenischazek, he put effort with strength. Umino es hadayonim, Yehi Shafat's biggest favor activity was appointing judges and make sure that everything in Israel is judged properly. The Omer, the Medrash Tanchuma continues. It is another pasuk. Vayigbal libay b'darkei Hashem. Okay, I'm just going to mute everyone, and if you need to ask a question, you can unmute yourself. So again, it says Vayigbal libay b'darkei Hashem, and he raised his heart in the ways of Hashem, which means Yehi Shafat was very firm in his connection to Hashem. He removed any mizbeach for idol worship. Now it says gasus ruach shehoi sabay. On one hand, it seems that he had a certain amount of arrogance. It says vayigban libay, but his arrogance was used to be firm in justice that everything in Israel should run correctly. It says vayigban libay shemina dayonim aleim. He insisted. He was very firm on who should be the judges. Hayoidim l'leches b'darkei Hashem. You know, it's right now, there's this big issue in Israel about judicial reform. Yes, no. Yehi Shafat was very strong that judges should know how to go in the ways of Hashem. Shenemar, as it says, v'shomru derech Hashem, and they will guard the way of Hashem, l'asit tzedako mishpat. The Omer, and the Medrash goes on to say about Yehi Shafat with judges. Vayimer l'dayonim, Yehi Shafat would speak to the judges and arouse them about the importance of judging fairly. Ru'u hamishpat le'elikimu, judgment belongs to Hashem. When you are judging, you are representing Hashem. Uma Moshe shalein etztava el adayonim. Moshe was not commanded to make judges. El l'mimash amar le'yisrei, was because of what Yisrei told him. Yisrei said he should appoint judges, and yet Yehoshif Sanhedrin, he appointed a Sanhedrin. We are commanded in the Torah to appoint judges, as we read last Shabbos. Shaiftim v'shaitrim titen l'cha. Certainly, we have to be careful to have proper judges. And he brings Pesukim that Moshe appointed judges. And the city of Yerushalayim, the main praise of Yerushalayim, according to the Pasuk in Yecheskel, is the din, the judgment, the fair judgment that went on in Yerushalayim, as you have a pasuk in Yecheskel, v'yotzel loch shem b'goyim b'yofyech. There will be a name amongst the nations of the beauty of Israel, of the land of Israel. And what is its beauty? The beauty is the din, how fair justice was in Israel. And that was especially with King Yehi Shafat, as it says, v'don l'seder b'rivay, don't give preference to a poor person. V'lechorva Yerushalayim, the final destruction of Yerushalayim was through kilkul hadin, when they messed up judgment. So we now discussed Yehi Shafat. We have discussed Yehi Shafat in his request to Hashem, in how he won a war through having singing and Divrei Torah. We discussed Yehi Shafat's emphasis on appointing judges, And now we have a Gemara in Ksubas that discusses how much King Yehoshaphat had respect for Talmidei Chachamim, for those who spend their life learning Torah. It says, "Vesyirei Hashem Yechabed." There's a pasuk in Tehillim that he honors those who fear Hashem, and that refers to King Yehoshaphat. When he would see a Talmud Chacham, he would get up from his throne, hug him and kiss him, and he would call him, "Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, my Rabbi, my teacher, Mori, Mori, my master." So Yehoshaphat had a tremendous amount of respect and dedication to all those who were involved in learning Torah. Now we're going to go to the next of the list of tzaddikim, Chizkiyahu. Just to mention that Chizkiyahu is the only one of the kings that's mentioned in the Gemara as was a candidate from Hashem to have been Mashiach, except that after the downfall of Sanhedrin, he didn't sing a Shira, he didn't praise Hashem, but otherwise Chizkiyahu was almost Mashiach. Just to start with a famous pasuk in Perek Yud Chesed, Melachim Beis, "V'Hashem Elikei Yisrael Botach." King Chizkiyahu had tremendous faith in Hashem. Bitachin is not just that you believe Hashem could, but you believe Hashem will help. As we mentioned last week, that we had the war which King Chizkiyahu says he was sick, and there was a war with King Sanhedrin, the king of Ashur, and he said that he was going to go lie down in bed, and he was certain that by morning, it was Pesach night, he was certain that by morning Hashem would fix the war, which Hashem did. 185,000 enemy officers of the kingdom of Ashur died out on Pesach night outside the walls of Yerushalayim. So it says about King Chizkiyahu, "V'Hashem Elikei Yisrael Botach." He had tremendous trust in Hashem. "V'acharov Leikom Kamayu." There was never another king like Chizkiyahu in trust in Hashem. It's quite interesting that when we speak about the various tzaddikim, we have different tzaddikim who excelled in different areas. We have in the area of trusting in Hashem, Chizkiyahu is the greatest ever. As a candidate for Mashiach, who has to bring all people to do teshuvah, Chizkiyahu is the greatest level, greatest of all. As far as reaching perfection, Yoisom is the one who never did anything wrong. As far as teshuvah, it's Yoshiyahu, who it says about him that there was never a king who did teshuvah at the same level of Yoshiyahu. As far as, so we have different. David HaMelech is the one who wrote Tehillim, the one who has to be the ancestor of all the. So we have a number of tzaddikim who each have various positive points over others. And Chizkiyahu specifically is his bitachin and his amount that he inspired the Jewish people. It says there was never anybody like him in all the kings of Yehuda before or after him. Now, there's an amazing pasuk in Yeshayahu which says, "V'hoyo b'yoyim ahu," it'll be on that day, and this refers to the famous Pesach night when a battle was won, or not much of a battle because there wasn't even one arrow shot. The army, they were sieging King Sanhedrin, the king of Ashur, was sieging Yerushalayim.
Rabbi, I gotta go. Thank you very much.
You gotta go? Okay.
Yeah, I got another shiur.
Okay, no problem. Be well. So as we're saying,
when's next shiur?
It's going to be a next shiur, I'll tell you now, is going to be next week, Thursday instead of Wednesday, 8 o'clock, because next week I'm busy Wednesday. But let me go on now. And I'll speak to you later.
You're going
to
be on the email?
Yeah, I'll put it on the text. Okay, I don't want to spend time on it now. They have a pasuk in Yeshayahu. And that, "V'hoyo b'yoyim ahu, yosir sivloi mi'al shichmecha." Hashem will remove the burden of the king of Ashur from on your shechem, your shoulder, I guess. And so we had the burden of the king of Ashur, the ulay and his yoke mi'al savarecha, the chuvan oil mitnei shemen, and the yoke of Ashur was removed by the oil of tzidki of Chizkiyahu. Quite an interesting thing. You have a yoke from a king, from a nation that's oppressing you, that's giving you difficult, and how do you get rid of it? Through the oil. There's an amazing Mitzvah David, V'chovel oil. The yoke was removed through the oil. So he says, Maimar Haleitzai. This is an interesting expression because it's like a light. It's like a, I don't know if the word is a joke. It's not meant literally. The oil isn't what did it, but it's what the oil achieved. Al ki haderech asher shuman hatzavar nishchas mipnei ha'oil. Usually, the fats of the neck is destroyed by the yolk. But here, it's the yolk was destroyed because of the oil. Sanherib had a big yoke on Chizkiyahu and on the Jewish people. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, V'chuvel oil mipnei shemen, the yoke was removed from the oil. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, the yoke of Sanherib was removed by the oil of Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu made sure there was oil in every shul, in every Beis Medrash, that people were able to sit at night and study Torah. In the days of King Chizkiyahu, which is why he was a candidate for Mashiach, the amount of Torah study happening in Israel, it was at the highest ever. Now, Chizkiyahu was very firm that everybody needed to study Torah. He had a sword there, and he said, you have to study Torah. It's mandatory. For every person, there's a mandatory amount of studying Torah. Anybody who doesn't study Torah, yidokar b'chodev, quite amazing that he had a yidokar b'chodev. There were penalties with swords. If you didn't study Torah, they checked. In Chizkiyahu's day, the level of learning Torah, which the Jewish people had, was the highest ever. They checked from Don Ber till Ber Sheva, and they didn't find one Am HaOretz. There wasn't one ignoramus. Chizkiyahu made sure that every last Jew in Israel became knowledgeable in Torah. They checked from Givas till Antrifas. They didn't find a boy, a girl, a man, a woman who wasn't expert in the laws of Tumah and Tahara, purity and impurity, which is a complicated area of halacha. So again, King Chizkiyahu amongst, we had so far his amazing thing about his bitachin, about his trust, and we have about how he managed to inspire the whole Israel to study Torah. Medrash Sheikhar Tov, which is also known as Medrash Tehillim, has on a pasuk in Pei Zion Tehillim 87, Nichbodois Medubar Boch. It says, honorable things are said about you. It talks about King Chizkiyahu that made a special waterway to bring the water. King Chizkiyahu, there was a war with Sanherib, and he blocked the regular water of the river Gihon, and he brought a special water through a tunnel. You go to Tur Yerushalayim today, they still want to show you the tunnels where Chizkiyahu brought water. Hu Chizkiyahu shesasa mei Gihon, he blocked the water of the river Gihon, and vayovei es hamayim o'ira, he brought water to the city. The literal translation of this story is that there was an issue with water. Chizkiyahu didn't want the people of Ashur, of the enemy, to have water, so he blocked that water supply, and he sent a special water supply to bring water through a cave to the city of Yerushalayim. That is the simple meaning, and that's true. But then there's also a deeper meaning. Mayim refers to Torah, and Chizkiyahu brought Mayim to the city. He brought Torah to the city. Shehu Soidron, Chizkiyahu set up an amazing education system. We have all these schools and yeshivas. How do we, I'm a teacher in yeshiva, how do we educate our children? How do we motivate them? So Chizkiyahu, his number one emphasis was how to motivate children and adults towards education. Shehu Soidron, he would set up education systems. When you say he brought water to the city, it means he brought Torah to the city. Obviously, it's true he brought water, but Chizkiyahu had a secret way of bringing water to Yerushalayim during the siege. It's true. But he also brought Torah to Yerushalayim. Shanim shalu l'mayim, Torah is compared to water, as it says a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Hoy kol tzomei l'chu l'mayim. Anybody thirsty, go to Torah, go to water, which is Torah. What did Chizkiyahu do? He would see a sadron toiv. He would see a person who was very organized. He would bring him. He said, oh, this guy is organized. We need him in the education system. Chami tanoi toiv. He saw a person who was good in Mishnah, in Braisa, in knowing halacha, maisile, he would bring it. If there was any person who was qualified to help lift the level of education of Yerushalayim and the rest of Israel, so Chizkiyahu's top priority was lifting the level of education, of Torah education for children and adults. And that's the meaning of the pasuk, Nichbodos Medubar Bo. Very honorable things are said about you. And this David HaMelech says about King Chizkiyahu, David saw in the future that there would this be this King Chizkiyahu who would achieve these amazing things. Now, however, why Chizkiyahu? So Chizkiyahu could have been a candidate for Mashiach. Why didn't he? Because after he won the amazing victory over the army of Sanhedrin, he should have said Shira. He should have sang a song of thanks to Hashem, just like we find Moshe by Aminu Bashem of Moshe Avdei Oz Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. We say every morning that Moshe and the Jewish people sang a song of thanks to Hashem. And Chizkiyahu, after winning the amazing war with the king of Asher, where 185,000 officers died out on Pesach night outside the walls of Yerushalayim, so Chizkiyahu should have sung a shira. So the Brechia brings the name of Rebbe Lozer that the Jewish people should have said shira on the downfall of Sichai Nanai when they first started capturing Israel. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the first ones they captured were Sichai Nanai. We say it every Shabbos morning, Sichai, from Tehillim 136. We say in Sichai Melech HaEmeiri Ki Lo'ilam Chastei, U'la'ig Melech HaBoshan Ki Lo'ilam Chastei, that Hashem had the kindness to give us the land of Sichai and the land of Oig, which the tribes of Reuven, God and Chatzi Menashe settled there in Transjordan of today, in Jordan of today. So V'roi Hoya Chizkiyahu Leimar Shira Amapela Sancheref. Chizkiyahu should have sang a song of thanks for the downfall of Sancheref. As it says, V'loi Kigmul Olav Heishev Yechizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu did not return to Hashem what was deserved. Ki gov aliba, he had a certain level of arrogance. Now this is amazing. We always speak about Chizkiyahu as the greatest of tzaddikim. And how do you say that he was arrogant? At chomei Chizkiyahu melech v'tzaddik. Usually we say that Chizkiyahu was a king of tzaddik. V'yat amrit, and now you're saying ki gov aliba, he had an amount of arrogance. His arrogance was that he didn't sing a song of thanks to Hashem. Now, why didn't Chizkiyahu sing a song of thanks to Hashem? Chizkiyahu was a great believer in Hashem. He realized Hashem had won this war. Before we're going to go through the Medrash with the whole debate of Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu, I want to mention a Sfasemis. I have a Sfasemis here in Kofel B'Smedrash every Shabbos morning. And the Sfasemis says that Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira because he never had any doubt in the world that he had the greatest trust. For sure, Hashem is going to give them a victory. As we mentioned the Medrash last week from Eichar Abasi, the Lamed, that he says, Ani Yoshein Al Mitosi V'Ata Oisa. I am going to go down and lay down and go to sleep in bed, and you win the war for me. So Chizkiyahu never expected different. And therefore, there was no need for him to sing song to Hashem. The Sfasemis asks on this, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to sing a song, Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael? So the Sfasemis explains that Moshe Rabbeinu did not sing for him. Moshe Rabbeinu never expected anything different but a victory. But he had to sing for the rest of the Jewish people. So why didn't Chizkiyahu also sing for the rest of the Jewish people? So the Sfasemis explains that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe sang, Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael, we first say every morning, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe Avdei. The Jewish people had faith and trust in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu. And because they trusted in Moshe, Moshe was able to connect them to Hashem. In the days of Chizkiyahu, the Jewish people did not have that same level of trust in Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. In fact, we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chof Vav, which actually says that Chizkiyahu had 110,000 students, and he was pushing to listen to Yeshayahu HaNavi and not make peace with the army of Sanhedrin. And we had Shebna, who was a Kohen Gadol and a great teacher, who had 130,000 students, who was defying the instruction of Yeshayahu HaNavi. So the trust, there wasn't the same level of trust in Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu HaNavi as there was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the trust in Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes. Yes, Chizkiyahu himself had trust of the highest level. He motivated everybody to study Torah. He also motivated everybody to give Truma and Meiser. There was a major campaign Chizkiyahu had on giving Truma and Meiser. That's all true. However, the trust, he didn't manage to motivate everybody to come to his level of trust. We now have the Medrash Shir HaShirim Rabbo has a whole debate between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu whether he should or shouldn't say Shira. Also, Yeshayahu legabeyin de Chizkiyahu v'siyatay. Yeshayahu came to Chizkiyahu and his colleagues. Omar lahoin, he says to them, Zamru Hashem, sing to Hashem. You had this amazing victory over Sanhedrin's army. 185,000 officers died out on Pesach night and Sanhedrin fled. Sing Shira. Amaru lay, the Jew, Chizkiyahu and his men said, Lomo. So Yeshayahu says, Ki geyus asa. Hashem has done such great miracles. How could you not sing Shira? Amarun lei Chizkiyahu and his colleagues said to Yeshayahu, Far muda zois b'chol ha'aret. The whole world knows about it already. It's not news, it's old news. Everybody knows. And Abba Bar Kana says, Chizkiyahu says, furthermore, I am involved in studying Torah. I'm involved in teaching Torah. Studying and teaching Torah is much more important than singing a song of thanks. So he says, Chizkiyahu says, Torah shani oisik ba. I'm involved in studying and teaching and motivating Jews to learn Torah. Mechaperes al hashira. That will atone for not singing song. Chizkiyahu was very big on studying Torah. Studying Torah is much more important than any song of praise to Hashem. Amar Ablevi, Amar Chizkiyahu, Ma'onu Tzrichim, do we need to say, Nisav u'gvreisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we have to publicize the miracles of Hashem? There's no need to publicize it. The whole world knows about it. Sanhedrin had been the world conqueror, the superpower of the world, and he was crushed by losing 185,000 officers and the disintegration of his army, and he himself fleeing in disguise until in the end his own sons killed him. So Sanhedrin became, in a few days, from the most powerful person in the world to a hopeless reject. So the miracles are unbelievable. Chizkiyahu says, it's already known from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Loi amad galgal hachama b'emtza rakia. Hashem messed up the movement of the sun. The day that Chizkiyahu was sick and was promised to become better was extended, and the sun went backwards 10 hours. A day that was scheduled to be 12 hours became 22 hours, a 10-hour extension of the day. Everybody knows about it, and everybody knew that. Why was the day extended? Because of King Chizkiyahu. Even we know the king of Bavel, Merodach Baladan, Ben Baladan sent messengers to give honor to Chizkiyahu over the stopping of the sun. So Chizkiyahu says, why do I need to say Shira? If the people saw the sun stop and was extended by all those hours, isn't it obvious that Hashem runs the world and Hashem is making miracles? Which, just to mention also, that Chizkiyahu's father Ochaz, who wasn't the biggest tzaddik, he actually had closed the Beis HaMikdash and prevented people from learning Torah. The day of his funeral was shortened by 10 hours. And instead of a 12-hour day, was a 2-hour day. So the sun already stopped in the middle of the sky. Everybody saw the miracles of Hashem. And then Chizkiyahu says, it's even more than that, the extent of the miracles. He brings Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Abba, Taroi, the king of Mitzrayim, and Tirhaka, Melech Kush, they were present at this miracle. They were witnesses. They were firsthand witnesses of the death of the 185,000 officers. Paroi Melech Mitzrayim v'Tirhaka Melech Kush hayu ba'isay hanes. They were involved in the miracle. How were Paroi and Tirhaka involved in the miracle? Ubo'u l'sayei al-Chizkiyahu. They knew that Chizkiyahu was being attacked by Sanhedrin, the king of Ashur, and they came on Erev of Pesach to help Chizkiyahu in his war. Hirgish bohen Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin noticed that there were two armies came to help the Jews protect. What did the wicked Sanhedrin do? But Arvis, that evening, it was on Pesach night, Seder night, Kfason, he captured these two armies and he tied them up. The whole army, a whole Egyptian army, and the whole Ethiopian army, every last soldier in that army was captured. And they saw the power of Sanhedrin. And then this was pre-midnight. In the early part of the evening, Sanhedrin had an amazing victory over Tirhaka, over Paroi, the king of Egypt, and Tirhaka, the king of Kush, Ethiopia. So Ba'arvis Kfasan, they were all tied up. Bechatzi Hanlaila, at midnight exactly, a Malach came out and struck the armies of Sanhedrin. That's when 185,000 officers died. Hadohu diksiv, this is the meaning of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vayetze Malach Hashem, a messenger of Hashem came out, a Malach, Vayach b'machane Ashur, and struck the camp of Ashur. Now, where was Chizkiyahu? All these exciting things are happening. Tirhaka and Paroi's army got tied up, and they see all the Ashur people dying. Where is Chizkiyahu? We mentioned last week in the Medrash Eicha, Chizkiyahu ani yoshen al mitasi. Hashem, I'm going to sleep. I'm not well. I'm going to sleep. By morning, I want you to fix this. And sure enough, Hashem did. B'shacharis hishkim Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu got up in the morning. He said, Hashem, we were counting on you to finish it on Pesach night. Let's see what you achieve. Chizkiyahu goes out of the city. The army of Ashur is gone. And instead, his two buddies, Tirhaka and Paroi, have their whole armies tied up. Omar Chizkiyahu says, Doimesh shelibo eile el lisayeni. It seems that these two armies, the army of Paroi Melech Mitzrayim and the army of Tirhaka Melech Kush, they came to help me out. He untied them. V'holchu v'sipru nisavu gvureisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They went and told Hashem's great miracles and wonders. So Yeshayahu says, go sing Shira. I don't need to sing Shira. We have these two armies of Tirhaka Melech Kush and Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, firsthand witnesses who saw the whole miracle. They are already traveling the world and telling the whole world of God's miracle. Why should I waste time saying Shira? Isn't it better that I should spend time spreading and teaching Torah to children and adults, which is what Chizkiyahu dedicated himself? Hadohu diksiv, this is what the Pasuk says. Koy Omar Hashem, Hashem says, Yegiya Mitzrayim, the efforts of Mitzrayim, Uschar Kush and the surroundings of Kush. Yegiya Mitzrayim Zeb Paroi. This refers to Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim, who came to Yerushalayim to help Chizkiyahu and was tied up there and captured. And Schar Kush is Tirhaka Melech Kush, who also came to Yerushalayim, and he and his men got tied up there. Usvoyim Anshei Mida, and many men of measurement, Eilu Chayoli Seim. It wasn't only King Paroi and King Tirhaka who got tied up outside Yerushalayim on that peaceful night, but it was all their armies. There were two massive armies who every single soldier got tied up. And how did that happen? Alecho Yavoidu. It all came, they came for you. Zechizkiyahu v'siyatei. These two armies, the Egyptian and Ethiopian army, had come to help the Jewish people. Ulecha yiyu, they are yours. Kfar mushlomim lecha, they are at peace with you. And what happened? They came to help the Jewish people. Acharayich yelchu, they went after you. Bazikim yavoidu, they ended up in chains. These goyim, these Egyptians and Ethiopians who came to help the Jewish people, they got locked up in chains. And he brings an interesting word which I can hardly pronounce, bikrokoimnikia, which the commentary on the Medrash says, these are chains of iron and copper. In other words, because they came to you, why did these two armies get locked up? Because they came to help the Jewish people. And that's why they were punished by Sanhedrin. That's why he took them away from being kings, and instead he made them prisoners, and they got locked up. And now, what did these Tirhaka and Pare end up doing after they got untied? Where did they get freed? They were locked up right outside Yerushalayim, and they were freed from chains outside Yerushalayim. They right away went to thank Hashem, and they went to you to bow down. So that Pesach, we have two massive Goyish armies, the army of Egypt, Pare Melech Mitzrayim, and the Ethiopian army of Tirhaka Melech Kush, are coming to Yerushalayim, and they are entering Eilayich Yispalnu. They come into Yerushalayim. They bow in Yerushalayim. They daven to you in the Beis HaMikdash. These two armies, the kings and their armies, they went to Yerushalayim on Pesach. They went to the Beis HaMikdash to announce and publicize to all, we saw the miracle of Hashem. Uma hoyu oimri. What were these two armies, the Egyptian and Ethiopian army, saying? They were saying, Achboch Keil, God is in you. We see God in the Jewish people. Ve'ein oid efes elikim. There's no other power but Hashem, the God of the Jews. We saw it ourselves. We saw, these two armies saw the amazing miracle that Chizkiyo says. So Chizkiyo says, why do I need to take off time from teaching Torah to say Shira? The Tirhaka and Pari are publicizing the miracle, and their armies are publicizing the miracle. And the fact that the sun stopped is publicizing the miracle. And all these armies of this king of Asher who fled, because only the 185,000 officers, though. So there's plenty of people publicizing the miracle. Isn't it better that I spend time learning and teaching Torah? Amar Yeshaya lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshaya says to Hashem. He says, Ochein, this is something that we have in the Rosh Hashanah, Ochein ato, ato keo mistater, Ochein ato, ato keo mistater, which is that Hashem is a God that hides. Yeshayo says Hashem hides. What does it mean? Ochein, he says, Eichon ato, where are you, God? Keo mistater, sometimes you hide. At times we see Hashem. We see Hashem running the world, and suddenly we don't see anything. There was that Pesach night where Chizkiyahu had this amazing miracle, but prior to that, we didn't see anything. Uketzayeh, it's as if he's screaming, Loma atem mistater, why do you hide, God? The reason people don't know you is because there are times that Hashem lets the world run and doesn't mix in. You are hiding me like Theo Lahari Shatakel. You don't show anybody that you are God. You have power. There's no question. Hashem is very powerful. But you're hiding. Omar Loi, so Hashem answers Yeshayo, Elike Yisrael Meshiach. I am the God of Yisrael, and I will save them, and I will avenge all the enemies in the future. Now the Medrash goes on to say, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brings, if Chizkiyahu would have said Shira, Yeshayahu and others were pushing him, say Shira. Chizkiyahu says, no, I'm busy with teaching Torah. I'm busy with Jewish education of adults and children. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, if Chizkiyahu would have said Shira, would have sang a song of praise on the downfall of Sanhedrin, Hoya Naaseh Melech HaMashiach, Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach, because he had inspired Jews to do teshuva and to reconnect Hashem like never before. There was supposed to be a war at the time of Mashiach with Goy Gomogoy. Sanhedrin could have been the Goy Gomogoy. However, Vahu Layasa came. He didn't do this. Chizkiyahu didn't say the Shina. Elo Omar, instead he said, and with the whole capital, chapter 20 of Tehillim, we're putting it on the, we're explaining it, the Medrash in Shir HaShirim explains it, connecting to Chizkiyahu's opportunity to be Mashiach. It says, Ato yodati ki yashi Hashem Mashiach. Now I know Hashem is saved with his anointed one. And Chizkiyahu could have been his anointed one. Because Ein lev orechev, Ein lev asusim, the army of Ashur, they went with Rechev and Susim. They were with chariots and horses. Vanachnu b'shem Hashem Naskir. We call out in the name of Hashem. Chizkiyahu and his army call out in the name of Hashem. The army of Asher calls out. They're relying on their horses and their chariots. As you have, it says in Asher had lots of horses. There's a whole thing in Melachim where Sanherib actually had a Jewish general, Rav Shoke, and Rav Shoke was sent by Sanherib to give a speech outside Yerushalayim to demoralize the people. And Rav Shoke says that I'll give you 2,000 horses for free on behalf of Sanherib on one condition: if you have to, if you can find 2,000 people to ride them, and if you don't even have 2,000 people who know how to ride a horse, how do you fight Sanherib, the most powerful king in the world? So anyway, the army of Ashur is very proud of their horses. And it's true. They had a lot of horses. And Chizkiyahu and Israel, Yerushalayim, didn't even have people who knew how to ride horses. What did Chizkiyahu have? Vanachnu b'shem Hashem naskir. Chizkiyahu has the name of Hashem. Ashur has the world's superpower, the strongest army in the world, who has captured the whole Middle East, but Yerushalayim. And what is Chizkiyahu? He has the name. Asher has all these horses and chariots, and Chizkiyahu has the name of Hashem. Heima koru v'nafalu. They kneeled and fell. This powerful army, the world's superpower. This is the Tehillim, Kapitel Chof, Kapitel 20, which we say every single day, whenever we don't say Tachlun and we don't say Laman Atzeach, the Minik Chabad is that we say Kapitel Chaf after davening. So we say 365 days a year, we say Kapitel Chaf. Heima koru v'nafol. They kneeled, they fell. The army of Asher fell. V'anachnu kamnu, we got up. V'anisoida, then we strengthened. About, and the commentary on the Medrash says about that time, Hashem felt, Ola b'dayti, Ki bi Yeshua hazois yechizkiyahu Mashiach Hashem. This was the opportunity. Hashem's plan was that Chizkiyahu could be Mashiach, because Chizkiyahu had trust instead of relying on horses and chariots. Chizkiyahu motivated Jews to learn Torah. He had the greatest level of trust in Hashem. When Sanherib and his armies came, berechev uvasusim, they came with horses and chariots, and the Israel, the Jewish people, Chizkiyahu, what does he have? His strength is b'shem Hashem. Heimo koru v'nafolu. The whole army of Asher, they kneeled and they fell. All 185,000 officers, they just fell down and dropped dead. V'Yisrael kumu v'hisoididu. And the Jewish people get up and encourage each other, inspire each other. It was an amazing opportunity for Jews to sing Shira, to inspire each other. Yes, King Chizkiyahu was busy getting people to learn Torah, but the advantage of Shira was missing. Avol mishaloi amar rino shel Shira, because he didn't say Shira, mak siv basrei, what does it say right after this? It says Hashem Hoshiyah. And quite amazing how the Medrash explained, what does it mean Hashem Hoshiyah? The Medrash, the commentary on the Medrash says, we're still going to have to daven to Hashem. If Chizkiyahu would have been Mashiach, there would be no need to daven anymore. He would have everything good. But because Chizkiyahu didn't say that Shira, because he relied on the spreading Torah, we still have to, we will still have other troubles where we'll have to ask Hashem for help until Hashem Hashiach. And there's a comma, Hashem Hashiach, Hashem save. Until HaMelech Yanenu V'Yayim Koreinu, there will be a day that Hashem will answer all our tefillahs, which will be the day that Mashiach will come. And actually, if anybody's up to it in this Medrash, which we just mentioned, which is in Medrash Rabbah of Shirashirim, in this Medrash you have, he goes through, I went through it in short now, but he goes through the Medrash Shirashirim Rabbah Dalet Ches, and he goes through with the commentaries, the whole Kapitel Chof, and we only did a section of it, and discusses how every word of it has to do with Chizkiyo's opportunity to be Mashiach, and not succeeding because he didn't say Shira. Meanwhile, speaking about Chizkiyahu, there is a large section of Tanakh, 4 out of the 24 books of Tanakh, that was written by Chizkiyahu and his colleagues. Chizkiyahu v'siyatai, Chizkiyahu and his colleagues wrote the book of Yeshayahu, the book of Mishlei, Shirashirim, and Kehelet. Now, there's a few questions. The book of Mishlei, Shirashirim, and Kehelet were written by Shlomo HaMelech, but there's a lengthy discussion in the Gemara Bava Basra how even though Shlomo HaMelech wrote them, but they were forgotten, and ever Chizkiyahu and his people fixed up the books of Mishlei, Shirashirim, and Kehelet. And Rashi says when we say Chizkiyahu v'siyatai and his men, there's the people of his generation who lived significantly after that. Rashi also points out that when we say Chizkiyahu wrote the book of Yeshayahu, that is very difficult because it's very difficult to say it because Yeshaya, after Chizkiyahu died, Chizkiyahu's son Menashe killed Yeshayahu Anovi. And some of the prophecies in the book of Yeshayahu are after Chizkiyahu died. So how could you say that Chizkiyahu wrote the book of Yeshayahu? So Rashi tells us, Kosva Yeshaya, Rashi says, Shehargei Menashe. We know that Menashe, Chizkiyahu's son, killed Yeshaya. And he obviously, he didn't write his Sefer because he didn't write it till right before his death. So how could Menashe didn't write, Chizkiyahu didn't, Yeshaya didn't write the book of Yeshaya, but nor did Chizkiyahu. So Tosfos explains that Chizkiyahu and his men wrote it because they were Chizkiyahu's men. This was a group of people that Chizkiyahu motivated to study Torah, and this was the elite Torah studiers of Chizkiyahu, and therefore, because it's his students, people he inspired to learn Torah, so it's called on his name, and it's the students of Chizkiyahu who wrote the book of Yeshayahu. Avon Hulei Kosvei, Chizkiyahu himself did not write the book of Yeshayahu because he died before Yeshayahu, because Menashe. Chizkiyahu married Menashe's daughter, and it turned out that Menashe ended up killing, it's a whole story which maybe we'll tell one day, but Menashe ended up killing his own grandfather, which while we're at it, I think it's worth mentioning. Menashe, who was Chizkiyahu's son, sinned and did terrible things for 22 years. And in the end, it's worth pointing out that Menashe ended up doing teshuva. After 22 years of sin, Menashe was captured by the Babylonian army and he was put into a pot and they started boiling him to death and it was getting hotter and hotter. And Menashe had served many idols. And he started davening to all his avodah zarah, to all his idols. And obviously he didn't get a response. Then Menashe says, I once heard from my father that even a sword out of a person's neck, Hashem can help you. So let me daven to Hashem now and see if Hashem is better than any of these other gods. Menashe davened to Hashem, and suddenly he's now in a pot about to be burned to boil to death by the Babylonians. And suddenly there's a big tornado wind which turns over the pot, blows Menashe out of the pot, and he gets a quick tornado ride, Tornado Airlines. He gets a ride with this Ruach straight to Yerushalayim, and Menashe is redeposited in Yerushalayim. There's actually a machlokes in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, whether Menashe does or doesn't have Olam Haba, because Menashe did terrible sins with Avodah Zarah and murdering people, including Yeshayahu HaNavi. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says, Menashe has no chelek l'olam haba, and Rabbi Yehuda says Menashe did teshuvah. And he says that if anybody says that Menashe does not have a chelek l'olam haba, you are closing the way before those who do teshuvah. Okay. He mentioned about Mishlei Kohelas. How do you know Mishlei Kohelas? How do we know? Because Chizkiyahu wrote it. It says in Sefer Mishlei Asher Hetiku Anshei Chizkiyahu. The men of Chizkiyahu wrote it. And because, again, because why we call the men of Chizkiyahu? Because it was Chizkiyahu who caused all these people to study Torah. Okay, now, we have over here one more piece on Chizkiyahu, which I want to do from Divrei Hayomim Beis Perek Lamed, that Chizkiyahu, it came, the first Pesach, Chizkiyahu became the king right before Pesach, and his first major project was to get all the Jews to come to make Pesach. Chizkiyahu made an announcement from Beersheba to Dan, from north to south, then all over Israel, the people should come and make Pesach in Yerushalayim, because for many years they had done it wrong, and people went with letters telling everybody to do teshuva. Shuvu el Hashem li kei Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael. Chizkiyahu sent messengers around the whole Israel. Do teshuva, return to Hashem. V'yoshev el apleta anisheres lachem mikaf melchei Asher. The Jews of the exile, Jews of the 10 lost tribes, can be brought back if we do teshuva. And Chizkiyahu says, don't be like your fathers and brothers who have rebelled against Hashem. And don't be stubborn. Come to the Beis HaMikdash, serve Hashem, and the anger will leave you. And he goes on to say that when you return to Hashem, Hashem will be merciful and he'll connect to you. Now, there was in Pasuk Yud, you have the Rotzim. There were messengers running, going from city to city in the land of Ephraim, Menashe, and Zvulun. So even the 10 tribes, Chizkiyahu was trying to get every Jew to come to Yerushalayim. And actually, the king at that time, Hoshea ben Ela, had removed the guards from the roads, and anybody from the 10 tribes was able to come to Yerushalayim, and the Rotzim were going meir leir in the land of Mephraim and Asher Zvulun. And however, many Jews were laughing at them, and they were saying, hey, King Chizkiyahu is telling us to do tshuva. King Chizkiyahu is telling us to come to Yerushalayim. His father Achaz closed the Beis HaMikdash. His father Achaz stopped people from learning Torah, and he is telling us to come to Yerushalayim. But there were some people from Asher and Manasseh and Zvulun who were humbled, and they did come to Yerushalayim, and the people of Yehuda came. And there was a massive group of people in Yerushalayim in the Chodesh Hasheni, because Pesach was delayed by a month. We're just going to discuss eventually the possibilities of how it was delayed. He says most of the people of Ephraim, Manasseh, Yisachar, and Zvulun had not become purified, and there were big halachic issues with the way they made Pesach. So Chizkiyahu davened for all the things that were done wrong. That Pesach was a tremendous simcha and a tremendous number of people, but the halachas weren't 100%. And Chizkiyahu says, Hashem, Hashem ha-toyv yechaper ba'ad, Hashem who is good. We know we messed up this Pesach. We didn't do it right. We made a lot of mistakes. Hashem, please forgive us. We're trying hard. And he goes on, he says, because most of the people of Ephraim and Asher's woman, they didn't become Torah. They didn't do it right. And it says in Pasuk Yutes, Chizkiyahu, his whole heart was into connecting to Hashem. Chizkiyahu was trying his best to connect himself and every other Jew to Hashem. He's not Ketanas HaKodesh. Yes, he didn't get it fully right. There were mistakes made. Chizkiyahu acknowledged, I didn't get it all right. And he davened, Hashem, please forgive. By Yishma Hashem El Yechizkiyahu, Hashem said, yes, Chizkiyahu, I hear your prayers. You want forgiveness. You're trying to do the right thing. By Yirpo Esom, and he healed the nation, which Rashi in the commentary say that all the sins that were made that pace, all the things where halacha was not properly kept, was all forgiven because of the extreme sincerity of Chizkiyahu and all the Jewish people that Pesach. And in Pasuk Chafalach, we say the Jews made Pesach in Yerushalayim that year for 7 days with great joy, and the Levium and Kayanim were involved, and Chizkiyahu, they made many karbonis, and then at the end of 7 days of Pesach, nobody wanted to go home. They had such an amazing Pesach in the days of King Chizkiyahu. Who wants to go home? And they decided we're going to extend Pesach, the longest Pesach in history. There was a unanimous decision. We have to extend Pesach another 7 days. Now, it doesn't mean they didn't eat chametz. They ate chametz. But the celebration, we don't want to leave the Beis HaMikdash. We want to stay, and they extended Pesach 7 days. There was another 7 days of Simcha. So Pesach that year, the celebrations went for 14 days. Vatehi Simcha Gedoyla B'Yerushalayim. The Simcha in Yerushalayim on that Pesach was amazing. From the days of Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael, there had never been such a Simcha. The Kainim and Levim got up and blessed the people, and their tefillah was heard. Okay, we're running a bit late, so we're going to leave it at this. I'm going to mention again,